Your County, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council on DAB every Sunday afternoon from 1 and listen again at strayfm.com. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Welcome to this week's Your County on Stray FM. I'm Patrick Dunlop, and coming up on the show, more funding has been secured to improve North Yorkshire's rural roads. We'll also hear how sports clubs are making life easier for people with dementia and how young offenders are making amends with their victims.
Your County with North Yorkshire County Council.
The Chancellor's latest budget has set aside millions of pounds to help improve North Yorkshire's rural road network. It'll focus on roads around places including Harrogate, Skipton, Northallerton and Thirsk. We've been getting an update on this and flood recovery work in Tadcaster from County Councillor Don McKenzie, who's Executive Member for Highways.
Our bid for £24 million worth of funding towards our rural road network was accepted, and so we look forward to receiving a total of £24 million over the next 4 years to improve our road network, especially our more rural roads, which have really fallen behind the quality of maintenance standard that we have in our urban roads.
What sort of improvements will that money allow you to carry out?
It'll allow us to fundamentally repair the road surface in regular consultations. For example, the most recent one we had on the local transport plan for consultees always say to us that for them the most important funding we should have is for the repairs to road surfaces and in particular repairs of potholes. So this additional money, £24 million that we'll match, is very good news indeed.
And it is, as you say, focusing on rural roads. Why are they so important to maintain?
Well, we have a lot of rural roads and these are vital to connect villages. Most of our expenditure in recent years has been on more urban roads. For example, we spent a lot on in Harrogate, in particular, ahead of the Tour de France in 2014. And our rural network, the state of repair, had deteriorated over those years. So we're putting funding now, investment now, into those areas, the rural roads, which need them the most.
Yes, because as much as we want people to use public transport, the reality is in a lot of these areas, it isn't great. So you do have to rely on your own transport, don't you?
Yes, you do. You do indeed. And of course, we have to remember also that things like cycling are becoming more popular. We have the Tour de Yorkshire coming through the district again later this year, and we're bidding for it next year again. Yes, a good, smooth road surface is absolutely vital to all users of transport.
I just wanted to go back to roads and potholes particularly. As a Harrogate resident, I've recently reported a pothole or a couple of potholes on my road. Just explain how people can do that if they have problems on their street.
Yes, we have an online service that can be easily Googled or searched, and that is a pothole reporting service, which you do online. And indeed, I'm so very pleased, Patrick, that within 24 hours, I think, of your reporting a pothole in your street, the council has responded and at least marked off the potholes. The next thing, of course, is to get them filled up, which I hope will happen very quickly.
Because potholes, they're still a big issue, aren't they? You hear a lot of people talking about them and complaints about them.
Yes, I think my inbox on my email server is probably filled more often than not by pothole complaints. It is a problem that exists throughout the country. It is a problem that we're getting on top of slowly but surely. But certainly after some pretty severe winters, and by severe winter, as far as road surfaces are concerned, both cold winters and actually very wet winters, both of those are very damaging to road surfaces. But it is an aspect of our maintenance that we are getting on top of. We've got the extra £24 million that's been given to us by government that we mentioned just now. But it is a problem that will continue, and it is a priority which we will continue to have, I think, for many years to come.
Okay, and just looking at Tagcaster now, a lot going on there. Obviously, many people know about the problems with the bridge, which was partly washed away in the Christmas floods. Just explain what's happening there at the moment.
Yes, I mean, Tadcaster was, I guess, our most problematic area during the heavy rainfall in December. Just to recap, following heavy rain in December, in particular on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, water levels in the River Wharfe rose very rapidly. And on the 29th of December, of course, as all the world knows, one of the piers on the Tadcaster Road Bridge collapsed, and it led to very dramatic pictures being broadcast all over the world. So fortunately, our bridge engineers at North Yorkshire County Council had closed the bridge beforehand, so thank goodness there were no casualties. But nevertheless, it did cut off a vital link for residents of Tadcaster and from those further afield, because effectively it cut the town in half. And many, many residents weren't able to visit chemists, pharmacies, surgeries, and even a supermarket. So we had to act fast. The first thing North Yorkshire County Council did within a day or so of the bridge collapsing, we put in a special shuttle bus service that took residents from one side of the river to the other. That did involve a detour of some 10 miles, but nevertheless, it was very welcomed and well used. And that shuttle bus ran for 7 days a week, every half hour between 7 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening. And that was just a day after the bridge collapsed until the 5th of March. And North Yorkshire County Council invested some £30,000 in that service. We have now stopped that service because we've put in a temporary footbridge. But nevertheless, another improvement in bus transport for Tadcaster has taken place in the meantime. We've invested £20,000 for 12 weeks in a new Tadfaster service. This is a service provided by the Yorkshire Coastliner, and that takes residents of Tadcaster into the city of York in no more than 20 minutes, which is the fastest ever service from Tadcaster to York. And that will be a commercial service after 12 weeks. So there is a real improvement for residents of Tadcaster as far as bus services are concerned.
Obviously, great news about the new bus service in Tadcaster. In the meantime, obviously, there's a lot of work still to do to reconnect the two sides of the town, aren't there?
Yes. Unfortunately, it will take several months, probably up to a year, to repair the collapsed bridge. But in the meantime, we have constructed a temporary bridge, which opened on the 12th of February, which gave residents of Tadcaster an ability to walk from one side of the wharf to the other in complete safety on a lit bridge. And that has been very welcome to the residents of Tadcaster, who, I have to say, have been so patient throughout this whole process. But yes, finally, on the 12th of February, they received their temporary bridge. In the meantime, of course, County Council engineers and bridge engineers are working on the permanent bridge that was damaged. And this is, of course, a Grade 2 listed bridge, which was severely damaged by the water flows in the River Wharfe on the 29th of December. And we're now busily reconstructing that. There was a 2.5 metre deep hole scoured on the riverbed underneath the pier, which caused that to collapse. And we are now busily reconstructing that bridge, and we're guessing it will take between 9 and 12 months to get the bridge reopened at a cost of some £3 million, which I'm pleased to say we are receiving from central government.
And the temporary footbridge, is that already making a big difference to the town?
The temporary footbridge is making an enormous difference to the town, and it is very well used, and indeed no wonder, because it does provide a vital link for residents of Tadcaster, and especially those who live on the other side of the town from the supermarket and the doctor's surgery and the pharmacy, because it does enable them now just to walk across in a matter of a minute or so and carry out their essential business.
York County. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
I'm finally taking the bike for a spin.
Come on, get in the car now or we'll be late.
This is what weekends are for. Open roads and no traffic.
Will you two quieten down?
He takes a corner at a remarkable 75, leaving everyone for dust.
Already there. and he takes another.
All the gear? No idea. The road's not a racetrack. Have fun, but stay safe. Just be aware of the risks. A message brought to you by roadwise.co.uk.
Your county is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.
Sports clubs are now doing their bits to make life easier for people with dementia through a project called The Club is the Hub. North Yorkshire Sports Chief Executive David Watson has been telling us more about it.
It's a project that has been funded by North Yorkshire County Council's Stronger Communities team. It's been delivered by us, North Yorkshire Sport. And the idea is to work with a specific club that will have probably a slightly older membership or appeal. And that club will be supported to become the hub of its community, but with specifically regarding being dementia friendly, dementia aware, probably some bereavement training as well, so that they can really demonstrate the added value that they bring to their community by supporting the people that actually use the club and the surrounding community.
And clubs in many places are a hub for the community, and so many different people, different backgrounds, different needs use the club, so it makes sense that the people in these clubs are trained in the right way.
Absolutely, that's it in a nutshell. Essentially, what we want to do is to bring some added support and resource to the people that are working in that club, whether that's coaches or match day officials, but stewards or just anybody really around the club, just so that they've got that awareness and the support and training that they need as well.
Mm. And Harrogate Town's a good example of a club which is actively doing a lot of work to make it more dementia friendly.
Absolutely, and that's why we've identified Harrogate Town as a club that we want to work with in this area. So it's not about necessarily getting people physically active in this instance. It's about people who are going as spectators to the club, being really well supported, and the staff there knowing some of the particular needs that those spectators might have, and hopefully bringing new spectators along, so people who that maybe they're carers of people with dementia that are living with dementia, and if they know that they're going to go to an environment that's friendly and that the staff understand the particular needs of those individuals, then hopefully that'll bring more people back. And sport's a wonderful thing to engage people and keep people engaged.
Have you got many clubs involved in this scheme already?
So we're quite early days. The idea is that there will be one key club per district across North Yorkshire, so the seven districts, and we're working on those. We've got a range from the likes of Harrogate Town, where it's about the spectators and about people watching, through to bowls clubs, where it will actually be about participating as well as coming along. So, and that will grow, and the idea is that the support won't be just for the hub club. Support will be for some surrounding clubs. If we put training on, it's unlikely that the hub club itself will fill all of the spaces, so we'll be able to make those places available as well. So the idea is it'll cascade out and be a bit broader than just one club in a district.
And you're working with Dementia Forward for this project, aren't you?
Yeah, which is a quite an exciting partnership that we're developing with Dementia Forward, not only on the club as a hub, but we're also looking at working with them across a range of other things, because we really see that sport has that opportunity to support people living with dementia, but people like Dementia Forward are the ones that are the experts, and they're the ones that bring the training, the in-depth knowledge, the links, and so that I think is going to be a really exciting partnership.
Mm. As North Yorkshire Sport, you obviously want everyone to be as active as possible, and that includes people with dementia. It needn't stop you doing the things that you used to enjoy.
No, absolutely not, and it's about finding the thing that you want to do, but it's also about sport's ability to contribute to well-being, so yes, absolutely, we want people that are living with dementia to be physically active, and there are things that we and other people will do to support that, but also actually just the being in and around sport can have an impact on well-being as a whole.
And other clubs which are involved already, are they quite excited about the work they're going to be doing?
Yeah, we think so. We hope so. We've certainly had no shortage of people wanting to be involved. And, you know, often it's about reaffirming that actually, well, you know, we do quite a lot of that already. And we're not saying that clubs that are chosen or we work with to be the hub aren't currently the hub of their community or aren't currently dementia friendly. But it's just about that extra support. So, yeah, there's a bit of excitement about it.
So how can people find out more about the project if they'd like to?
So they can contact us at North Yorkshire Sport. So if they contact us through our website, we can give them more details. Obviously, if it's specifically about Harrogate Town, they might want to contact Gary Planter at Town. But, you know, probably the first port of call would be to come through North Yorkshire Sport's website.
Your County with North Yorkshire County Council.
Well, Ripon-based charity Dementia Forward is supporting the Club is the Hub project by providing specialist training. Here's Chief Executive Jill Quinn.
Well, we've been introduced to it via Stronger Communities, part of North Yorkshire County Council's remit on the sort of coalface, really, connecting people up. And it just is so relevant, really, that if they're going to be developing these clubs as hubs, we want to make sure that people with dementia are included. And in fact, they've already had some education. And now what we're going to do is wherever they develop a hub, we'll go along. We're going to train the volunteers or any staff that are connected with it. And that's a very real range of people. So maybe it's the person who organises the local bowls club or the person who unlocks the village hall. So we'll be training people so that there's no fear about accepting people with dementia into their club as a hub.
Mm. And clubs of any sort, they have so many different people from different backgrounds, and you don't want people to feel excluded in any way, do you? Particularly if you've got dementia, you want people to understand the condition and, you know, make allowances where they need to.
That's really important. And the other thing is that sometimes the person who really would benefit from what's going on in that hub may not be aware of it, or may think that it's not for them, or may not be able to find the way there. And yet, if they could get there, it would be really beneficial. So in doing the education, we will be putting out a plea to people that they reach out to those people. And it also gives us an opportunity to put leaflets and information in so that if there is a member of their club who's needing support, they'll know who to turn to.
As you've said many times before, the stigma still needs to be tackled of dementia. And it's great that sports clubs, which reach so many people, are getting on board with that. It hopefully will help your work.
Very definitely. And I think it also demonstrates what we've been trying to say, which is that life doesn't stop. So to see Harrogate Town Football Club, for instance, doing what they're doing, what they're saying is, you know, normal life resumes, maybe with just a little bit of extra support, and it doesn't have to be highly specialist, it really doesn't. So, but by just dropping that bit of education, I think it just empowers people a little bit.
And looking at the training, what sorts of things will you actually cover in that?
We'll talk about right through from things that perhaps you need to spot if you think somebody is having problems and they've maybe not identified it, what to do about it, and then a lot about communication. A lot about how it might feel if you've got dementia, the fact that it can, if it's not supported in the right way, mean that people lose identity and they lose the sort of momentum of their life, and that then demonstrates what support needs they may have, and then a bit about where to turn to if people need support. So, and we sort of tailor it depending on how long people will listen to us. So ideally we'd want a couple of hours, but we can squeeze it into people's lunch breaks and just make sure that people get to hear it.
This is one of many projects you work on with the County Council. You obviously provide a lot of services for them, don't you?
Yes, we're commissioned by North Yorkshire County Council and individual CCGs, the clinical commissioning groups. And the core of our business is commissioned by them to run a helpline, a local helpline, and be able to offer information, advice, and then that leads on to the support. So we've got support advisors going out and doing home visits and beginning the journey with people, making sure that they get the right support that they need.
And as we've talked about before, it's not just the people with dementia that you support, it's also their families and carers as well, isn't it?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So we're there for the whole family, we're there for neighbours, children of, grandchildren of. Hopefully we're able to answer most dementia-related queries and questions. We can come up with strategies for families when they're having to cope, but particularly family carers, because it is a round-the-clock caring role and they do need a lot of support.
Okay, so any clubs then that would like to get this training for their staff, how can they get involved in that?
Yeah, they would simply need to ring our local helpline, which is 01765 601224, and that's for literally anybody who's interested. So we do a lot of work with WIs and Rotary clubs and schools. We're very interested in talking to young people.
Your county. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
I can understand why people might be apprehensive about fostering, but when they first come to your home and they're so frightened, you realise that they just need someone to look after them.
We've been fostering for almost 30 years. It's enormously satisfying to see youngsters move on and forward. It's so rewarding to see them blossom into young adults.
People think of teenagers as being so challenging. They try to look and act much older than they are, but they're still a child underneath. It's giving them the time and chance to be themselves. That's what makes the difference. And I always feel so held by the fostering team and find it an absolute privilege and delight to be working alongside such outstanding people.
At Fostering North Yorkshire, we need people to offer vulnerable children a safe and stable home. We're particularly keen to hear from people who could care for a teenager or offer regular short-term care to a disabled child. Could you choose fostering and change a life? To book a place at an information event, see northyorks.gov.uk/fostering or ring 01609 534 654.
Your county. With North Yorkshire County Council.
Now, the County Council is supporting a new campaign from Public Health England, which is encouraging us to make lifestyle changes to help avoid future diseases caused by modern day life. Latest figures show that life expectancy in older age is at record levels, but many people are spending their retirement living in ill health. Currently, 15 million Britons are living with a long-term health condition, yet studies show living healthily in middle age can double your chances of being healthy when you're 70. Called One You, the new campaign is designed to help adults, particularly those in middle age, to take control of their health to enjoy significant benefits now and in later life. Everyday habits such as eating too much unhealthy food, drinking more than is recommended, continuing to smoke and not being active enough are responsible for around 40% of all deaths in England and cost the NHS more than £11 billion a year. One You is also encouraging everyone to start by taking a new online health quiz called How Are You? It provides personalised recommendations based on results and directs people to tools, local services and advice to help them take action where it's most needed. For more information, search One You online now.
Your county with North Yorkshire County Council.
Next up, how young offenders are making up for their misdemeanours. North Yorkshire's Youth Justice Service runs various schemes involving offenders which benefit victims of crime. Here's Reparation Development Officer Ian Walker to tell us more.
It has to be said that we do have quite a lot of success. Maybe you may remember yourself, I'm sure there's things in your past that you think, oh yes, that was a bit close. Because kids are kids and have to experiment and grow up and so on. But if you can catch them quickly enough and show them that you can have a bit of fun that isn't harming anybody, that's great. There is the problem that if you get young people who are not involved with the community itself, who perhaps don't get the support at home that maybe we've been lucky enough to have had, and don't get the interest shown in them, that can then cause problems. What we try and do is instill some sort of interest in community, in the positives of education particularly, and to encourage them to join in and to look at what they've done and the harm that that's done, but also how they can put that right and then hopefully get involved in things that will keep them not offending and keep them on a positive lifestyle.
Mm. Now, one of the many projects you have is the Youth Justice Service bike scheme. Just tell us a bit about that.
Well, it came about really, we had need for something to be able to do in the winter because we do an awful lot of bits and pieces with the community rangers, clearing paths. We do quite a lot of work at Dolby Forest, Castle Howard, all that sort of thing, which is all well and good in the summer. But in the winter, we're a little bit stuck with work in charity shops and so on. We were able to secure a building owned by North Yorkshire that had been standing for some time. And it seemed an opportunity to do something there. And our young people, well, lots of young people are involved in are keen on cycling. And it's something that seemed to catch their imagination. So we thought, well, let's have a look and see what we can do about this. What happened is I then put an advert out within the North Yorkshire intranet, as the council intranet, asking for donations of bikes, which we got a very good response from, and I'm very grateful to all those people who donated. And we got a number of bikes that had been sitting in the backs of sheds for goodness knows how long, or the back of the garage been used for a while and so on, or people had outgrown. We gathered those up, and from those we've been able to make one or two, I think we're now on five decent bikes, and we've still got a few to go. And we're trying to find something that would fit in with the victims' wishes, you know, it's what they would like. And the first one that we're actually, it's coming to fruition now, is we had a victim who would like something done for St. Leonard's Hospice. And we looked at this and how could we manage this? Now, it happens that St. Leonard's have two shops in Selby, one of them a large furniture store, and they were very pleased to hear that. I went and saw them and said, would you like a donation of a bike or two? And they said, that would be fantastic. So we had the particularly young man who had been involved with that offence. He then worked on two of these bikes, has done them all up to a very good standard. We have them all checked over by a suitably qualified chap from Halfords, who are one of our partners in this, and then we were able to deliver them round to the shop. So it sort of goes full circle. The young person, he now feels pleased with himself, he's done some good. And the victim, of course, it's met their wishes in that it's done some good for St. Leonard's, which was their chosen good cause, as it were.
So it's a good way in many cases to make up for something that they did wrong at some point.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it worked very well in this particular case because it was the offence involved the bike theft, so it all tied in quite nicely. And working with the young people, you're able to chat about the offence and this, that and the other, and hopefully they can see that, well, the reason I'm doing this is because I've done this wrong and I'm going some way to putting it right by doing that, which enables them to feel more empowered a little bit to be able to put something back.
Sounds great. So are you hoping to continue projects like the bike scheme?
Yes, I'm always looking for opportunities to involve people within the community within the work that we do. The major drive being that we want to involve our young people with that community, as I say, instead of excluding them. So yes, I'm always on the lookout for things. We very much try and encourage young people who become involved with us to think themselves about what they might offer, what they might be able to do. And then, of course, our victim liaison officer works very hard to elicit a view from the victim themselves as to, you know, what would you like to happen? What would make things better for you? And I think for victims, they lose the feeling of being a victim. They discover that the perpetrator isn't a terribly big bad monster, but actually it's just a young person.
Your County, bringing you the latest from North Yorkshire County Council on DAB every Sunday afternoon from 1, and listen again at strayfm.com. For more information, visit northyorks.gov.uk.
Just before we go, here are some events which may be of interest. Ripon Library will be hosting a community drop-in session next month. Working through the My Neighbourhood project, officers from North Yorkshire Police will be on hand. It's also hoped that representatives from other organisations, including White Rose Credit Union, Harrogate Borough Council's housing team, North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service and North Yorkshire Horizons will also be there. They're encouraging people to drop in for a chat so that they can offer support, answer queries and give advice on any issues residents may want to raise. The event will take place on Friday the 15th of April from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. For more information, call Ripon Library on 01609 0853 66 23 or email ripon.library@northyorks.gov.uk. Meantime, Ripon Library is hosting a session for people who would like to become dementia friends, from helping someone to find the right bus to spreading the word about dementia on social media. Every action counts. The session will be held on Tuesday, the 19th of April, from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. For more information or to book a place, contact Ripon Library or call 01748 825 817.
Your County is brought to you by North Yorkshire County Council, keeping you up to date with the latest from across North Yorkshire.